It's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews, and on our morning daily podcast today, I wanted to talk to you about from unbelief to belief. And I thought we'd have a little look at some of the scriptures in the Bible and some of the events that took place that I believe really express what I'm trying to say this morning. And so starting with Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 33, it reads, "Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You have a little faith,' he said. 'Why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Now, what we see here is Peter, I think in his sort of madness or without rationalization, said, "Lord, if it's you, ask me to come." But he hadn't really thought about the reality of as a human being walking on water. Well, that really was only going to end one way, wasn't it? But Jesus, you know, put out his hand and miraculously saved him and stopped him from drowning. And I can imagine if I was Peter, just the amazement that he would have been feeling at that moment, and also sort of like confusion of, you know, going from unbelief into belief that what he thought was impossible had become possible. And the same for the disciples in the boat as they saw both Jesus and Peter safely return to the boat. And then we go to chapter 17. The Transfiguration, and it says, "After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James and John, the brother of James, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. Listen to him.' When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified, but Jesus came and touched them. 'Get up,' he said, 'don't be afraid.' When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, 'Don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead.'" Then we skip to chapter 28, and this is after the resurrection. And it says in verse 8, this is where Mary is turned up at the tomb, Mary Magdalene. "And the angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met with them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me.'" So here we have, in the previous scripture, Jesus saying that the Son of Man will be raised from the dead. And then we have in the last scripture just read that Jesus has risen from the dead, and he's shown himself to the disciples. But there's a massive difference, isn't there, between saying something and seeing something. When we go from an unbelieving stage into a believing stage because we've physically seen something with our own eyes, or we've experienced something with our own bodies. And it reminded me, you know, we when we do Holy Spirit days, we have these discussions with people who are seeking and searching, and we talk to them that, you know, if you knock and open the door, Jesus will come in. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, he will come in. And yet there's that sort of questioning, that unbelief from people, which is obviously quite natural in the human mindset. But when they actually do that invitation, when they do invite the Holy Spirit or Jesus in, then the unbelief becomes into belief. And it's such just an amazing feeling that it's just really just too hard to put into words. And these are the things that the disciples felt and we still experience today. So there's just this excitement in our spirit, isn't there? And we want to feel like that every day. But the reality is sometimes we don't. But when we do, boy, we never forget. I want you to just go and enjoy the rest of your day and just try and remember the last time you had that sense of excitement in your spirit when you went from unbelief into a belief situation. Bye.